Hello and welcome to Module 2 of this Microsoft Virtual Academy course around Application Performance Monitoring. In Module 1, we understood the overview of Application Performance Monitoring. We looked at the benefits of that for various teams and various organizations from an enterprise level perspective. We understood where an IT pro would fit in, a developer, as well as the business with regards to the application lifecycle management from an enterprise perspective. We understood the DevOps methodology and the movement that is currently taking place around the world. And we also positioned the right tools for the right job. So ensuring that the right tools are selected for the right persona in that application lifecycle management. In Module 2 now, we're going to dig a little bit deeper into one of those tools. That is Application Insights, or otherwise known as App Insights. We've understood a little bit around the right tool for the job. Now we'll take a view of what Microsoft's strategy is around true application performance monitoring, whether it be on-premises, in the public cloud, whether it be with Microsoft Azure or third party, or across a hybrid cloud scenario. So what we'll do now is we'll move across and have a look at the actual agenda and the flow for this module and understand the positioning, and as we move through what is Application Insights, and then towards the end of the module, take a full step through demonstration of all the different components within App Insights and where each persona within a DevOps movement would be interested. So let's have a quick look at the module overview. So what we're going to do first is understand Application Insights. What really is App Insights? Where does it fit in? Where does it come from? What is the view around who should use it and how should it be used? Should I pull information or push information to the right people within my environment? We'll then take a look at the types of applications that can actually be monitored with App Insights. So what types should we look at currently? What type of options are available? And then understanding from an availability perspective, those applications. How do I get true insight into what is actually happening with my application or applications that I'm monitoring? And giving me a view from an availability perspective, where are key areas that I should proactively work on before there's actually a performance or impact to my users that might be accessing my application from outside of my environment. We'll then look at the alerting component to understand how do I proactively pull information and alerts out of my applications that I'm monitoring to ensure that I know about problems proactively, ideally before the users feel the impact in my environment. Then we'll close off and have a look at the insights component around performance, usage, and reporting. Understand at a whole, where does diagnostics fit in to the back of all of those? And that is key pieces to understand. From a performance perspective, how can I fine-tune, improve, probably possibly reduce load on my servers to ensure that the impact on the front end for my customers is minimal, as well as that I ensure that I cater for certain trends that might be experienced in my environment. On the usage component, how do I get a view of users or customers that might be accessing my applications from certain locations around the world, from certain devices, types, their experiences, and what areas are they predominantly visiting on my site or sites within my applications? And then that last piece of filling back the closing off that loop around reporting. How do I provide proactive information back to the relevant personas in my environment to ensure that from a business perspective, the investment is understood in the application development that is taking place, in possibly the stretch to a Microsoft Azure scenario, using things like Application Insights to provide true rich reports back to the relevant people in our environment. And then towards the end of the module, we'll close off with a demonstration and we'll step through those key components from an Application Insights perspective. So now let's step into the first section of our module, that of Application Insights, and introducing App Insights and understanding what is required to actually start with App Insights. App Insights is a true 360 view of your application or applications that you might be hosting. Whether those applications are on-premises, whether you're hosting them with Microsoft Azure or a third-party provider, or in a true hybrid cloud scenario, you have certain applications or services residing in certain areas. You possibly might have certain information on-premises in your data center, maybe for logistical reasons, maybe for political or compliance reasons, and then stretching some of the services or certain layers of the service out into a public cloud form. How do I now, as an IT pro, understand the different components that make up these applications? All the different areas that I need to focus on when it comes to supporting, troubleshooting, or providing maintenance and reports for the applications in my environment. How do I have the true insight to work with my development teams to understand what is the application actually doing? What does a developer want to understand around alerts or performance or exceptions that might be occurring within his application? Do we send them all the alerts? Do we send a subset of the alerts? And this really starts the discussion of that DevOps cycle around having a closer and tighter relationship with developers. Then as we set the system into play around what to look at, how to look at it, and what information to provide to developers, as well as to the operations teams who are supporting these applications, how do we take it to the layer up, understand from a reporting perspective, give our business a view into the application, give them a view from a dashboard perspective, give them a view from a proactive reporting perspective. Either way, all three personas across that layer need to have a view into our applications, and App Insights gives us that view. And as we step through the different sections, we'll start to break out the key components on App Insights, whether we're looking at performance or usage or getting a view into a dashboard look and feel of all the components. How do we ensure that the information is rich, and how do we ensure that the information is pertinent to the relevant people that are going to be looking at the components that make up these applications? From a starting perspective, to get true usage and true benefits out of App Insights, there needs to be a close understanding and working between the IT pro and the developer. There are key components that are required to be inserted into the application to ensure that App Insights can monitor correctly, whether it be a website, whether it be a Windows Phone application, or possibly a Windows Store application. How do I get true insight into what is happening? So from an operations perspective, we might be concerned around certain key criteria. Whether the performance be 99%, 99.9%. How do we ensure the alerting is pertinent to us as an operations person? And for the developers, how do we ensure that they get the right information for the application services that they are monitoring? And as we step through the demonstrations a little bit later, we'll take a one-step back view to understand the configuration components that are required from a development for your applications perspective, and then we'll drill into the actual key components that make up App Insights, whether it be holistically from a dashboard view or drilling down to those key areas around performance, usage, and diagnostics for the particular applications, as well as the availability for all those key components. The next component to have a look at really is what type of applications can I actually monitor? And this is now where the IT professional has to have an understanding from the developers, what application or components make up our application do we have running in our enterprise? And this allows us to get a view of what we can actually monitor, whether it be a web service or web application, a .NET or Java component, whether it be a Windows Phone or a Windows Store application. How do we know what is running in production, what is sitting in the back end to support those applications, and then how do we as IT pros assist the developers get the true value of the insights into their application? Then we take a back step from the monitoring perspective to understand availability and alerting. And it's one thing to understand alerts coming in. How do we actually ensure the alerts are correct or of value, as well as that every person involved in the support of those applications, from development all the way to the front-end operations team, have the same view and the same knowledge base view of the alerts that are coming through, to ensure that there's consistent view when it comes to supporting a performance or an availability or possibly doing some diagnostics on an application. And this is the key piece of where Microsoft is moving around the application insights as well as the system center component to ensure that no matter which tool or both tools that we're using, we have a consistent view across all the support personnel that will be accessing this application from a operations perspective or developing from a lifecycle perspective to improve on the application that is running in the enterprise. On the insights component, there are four areas that we will be looking at as we step through the demonstrations. We will understand performance, both from an application perspective as well as a view of what is actually happening from outside my environment, from users accessing my application. We'll then have a look at usage to understand that these users or customers in my environment, how are they consuming my services within my application? Are there certain areas only be consumed? Are there some that are being consumed at a very high level compared to some that might be at a very low level? Information that might be useful to a developer to understand, is there a problem in users consuming the low-level usage components? Or is there actually a service that's no longer required that we can slowly move out in the next iteration of the application or the update to the application? Then looking at reporting and diagnostics. So having a proactive view on what is going on in my environment. Give me a view of what is happening in the subsystem, whether it be on-premises, whether it be at a public cloud provider, and then allow me to report proactively on what is happening with that subsystem, the application layer above that, and any users might be accessing my application from outside of my environment. So all in all, we'll have a full view that App Insights gives us a 360 view of our application, ensures that through that application lifecycle management framework, we have a view of all the different areas of our application. And as we move between this module, number 2 on App Insights, into number 3 with regards to System Center, we will see a breach across when we start to look at the Microsoft Monitoring Agent, or MMA. We'll deal more within System Center in module number 3, but that gives us a view that we can actually start to use App Insights at an earlier stage in our application lifecycle management. So yes, a 360 view of the application from a subsystem perspective, where it's hosted, what makes up the application layer, the users accessing the application. But what about looking at all the different stages within the actual application lifecycle management framework? How do we maybe use App Insights to give us a view in the early stages of development? Allow a developer to see the true performance stats of his application while he's working through the early stages of the application development. And then as we move from development into probably a testing phase, probably into a UAT section, pre-prod, so before we even get to launching the application into production, how do we use App Insights with the Microsoft Monitoring Agent to give us true view of what is going on with our applications? And this is where the IT professional can start to get involved a lot earlier to understand what is actually happening with the application, what is the makeup of the application, as well as to get a view from a development perspective, what are the key areas that the developer or developer teams care about alongside performance, usage, the availability of the application? What are the actual exception numbers that should be monitored for? When should alerts be sent? Who should the alerts be sent to? So if IT pros start to get involved in the earlier stages of the development of the code into the testing and into the actual UAT and pre-prod stages, they can start to build up information that they can use when they start to do the monitoring in the production stage, ensuring that we don't just start monitoring our application then and then start to gauge information around what should the metrics be, what should the stats be, what should I care about from an alerting perspective. We've actually pulled information from all the early stages that the developers are concerned about. The testers have given us information of what their experience has been like. And now when we get to production, we can start to use those as a baseline and tweak for the real-world customers that might be accessing our applications. So this is where the key divide starts to be broken down between developers and IT Pro and ensure there's consistent monitoring, consistent view of what is going on, as well as insight into all the areas that make up the application in our enterprise. So with that as a view now, understanding what App Insights is, the view of how teams should work together, what can be looked at and monitored, let's step across into Application Insights now and start to get a view of what is actually happening in my environment to use, how should I consider using App Insights, what are the key pieces to look at first, and then understand how we can start to use this and what would the view be of the different personas accessing that environment. So let's take a quick step across there now and get a view of what is going on in our application. And so what we have over here now is the Visual Studio Online portal, the entry point. And from this perspective, we can see that we have a project and some teams that are allocated from a usage perspective. But the key area that we want to focus on in today's course is to understand Application Insights. And in this example now, we will get a view and understanding that App Insights in this case is monitoring certain websites. We're looking at both internal and external, as well as test and production, to give us a view of what is actually happening of all the different layers. And this is where it becomes a bit important to understand that we can set up this application insight into our pre-prod, our production environments, as well as earlier stages, whether it be internal intranet sites or whether it be external published websites that customers are facing. So once we start to have a view from this dashboard, this is a view that we would have as a user that has full access and full permissions to work within Application Insights. We would then want to slowly add the right people in the right sections of our environment that need to have the required access. Whether it be developers having a full view of the application, whether it possibly have developer managers having full view and their teams having a subset of access into App Insights. This is where we'd start to get granular around the control and the access to App Insights. So from this perspective now, let's step through the view of the console, understand the dashboard, the key areas, and then we'll come back and understand and drill down to each one of those key areas. So the first piece to really have a look at is, on the top over here, we start to get a view of what actually can be looked at. So yes, we'll spend a few minutes in the overview section, understand how we can customize, configure, and how this would be used. But then we'll drill down to all the key areas that we introduced in the beginning of this module, the availability, the performance, and then understand usage and diagnostics and the view that that could have from an information perspective for the business and for developers. So if we look at the first area over here, this is where I can customize my actual dashboard to give me a view of the various applications that I might be monitoring or looking at. Now this dashboard can be then customized based on the person or persons that would be using this. There might be only certain people interested in the production environment. There might be only certain testers involved in a testing location, or the full production site that might consist of a key components across a hybrid cloud scenario. But this dashboard then becomes our entry point to understand what has actually happened, whether it be exceptions, whether it be performance, or whether we actually have any issues around the metrics of what has been happening with our site. So from this dashboard view, we start to get an entry point into the key areas, such as availability, performance, usage, and diagnostics. So once we drill into each of these key areas, we start to understand and get a deeper view into that particular component. But now if we take one step back and understand how do we actually set up and how do we work with these components? Because at this point we have running sites, running applications, and information is slowly coming back. But how do we start to work with our developers as IT pros and give them a view into actually how do we add applications to this? So let's take a quick step through and see the options that are available around adding an application into our site. So if we look in the top right-hand corner, a very simple way is to go add application. And the process on the left-hand side will change now to give us a wizard that we can step through to have a view of what actually are we starting to monitor. Now ideally, developers will start to provide this information back and we'll start to add components to our application to allow App Insights to monitor that application. So the first question is, are we collecting data from a server component? Yes or no? If we say yes, it'll now ask us, are we doing .NET or Java? And as mentioned in the introduction section for this module, these would be the two components that we can actually monitor from a subsystem what our application is actually based on. If we go with the first one, .NET framework, it then asks us, what do we care about, performance or usage? Now a developer might not be too concerned about how his app is used, but he might be more concerned about the performance. Or this component now can be sitting in where we get a view of, from a usage perspective, do I want to monitor in the earlier stages of my application? I might only care about performance monitoring in this section now. So allow me to set up this App Insight component just to monitor my performance of my application that's sitting in the development phase. I'm not too concerned about usage because no one's accessing it. If I start to move to the UAT section and people start to access, then I could come back and customize the application or the viewing of the application into give me more information on the usage component as well. So if we complete this wizard now, so we say we, in this case we only care about performance. Is your app running on Azure? Yes or no? Let's go with no first and see exactly what options we get. Great, now we've gleaned enough information from you to allow us to add these step-by-step instructions for you to get a view into your application. If I click on this component now, it builds down and gives us a view of generating this config file that we can use. So we can step in and we can call our application a certain name. That name is the one that will be referenced in the dashboard. And from that, once we click create, we will start to have a config file that we can use as developers to actually save it within our application folder for the website that we're going to start to monitor. If we step one level back, and we say, yes, our application is running on Azure this time, it then asks us a slightly different question. Is this a cloud service or a virtual machine? If I say virtual machine, and I say click here now to show me the instructions, again, a very simple example, similar to the last screen, name it, get the config file, use the MMA on the server that you're going to be monitoring. And this is the key piece now. The MMA is an agent that gets installed on the server or servers that we're monitoring that make up the key piece that we want to get an insight into. So at this place in the wizard we selected, yes, it's running on Azure, but it's running in a VM. Great, generate the actual config file I need, download the MMA agent, Microsoft Monitoring Agent, install it, use it, and then stop providing information back based on the config file to App Insights. If I now go back one step and I say cloud service this time, so let's just step back a second in this wizard, say cloud service, so show me the instructions, a slightly different look and feel now. Now we're no longer looking at a local configuration or monitoring of the actual application, we're looking at the service as being hosted in Microsoft Azure. So basically running as a platform as a service. Now I start to get the rhythm of information and insight into the code that I need to add into my application that I want to monitor. So a few different changes. If we step one level back now in that wizard again, for the last time, and so now this time we care about a usage. So click on show me instructions. A slightly different view around the code that we're going to be using. I give my application a name, click create. Now I start to get the ability to add the reference into the App Insights telemetry SDK. Because now what do I care about? I care about usage in different locations in my application. Whether it be the front page, whether it be certain subsets of the website in the back end. Now I have the code that is required as a developer to to copy across into my application and then update the application or host the application live with that code inserted. This will now allow App Insights to have the rights to actually start to monitor your application at the different layers that you are going to be looking at. So that's the slightly easy way of adding the application. We also do provide a few instructional videos. So if we go one layer up in the screen over here, depending on what option you've selected and come to this page over here, you can drill down into a bit of a multimedia interface and have interaction with one of our colleagues to give us a view of how should you be adding these key components within to your application to monitor. So that's the first component, add the application and then allow App Insights to start to pull information depending on what you're monitoring. If we now move back to our dashboard that we started with a little bit earlier, we're at the point now we've added our application in. In this case, we've got a few applications. Now I can step through and add the key pieces to my dashboard that I care about. So firstly, what is the name of the application that I'm going to be monitoring? So my dashboard, what am I going to be looking at? Am I going to be using a default one, an agent instrumented application dashboard? And start to build up the information that is relevant to me for the actual site or sites that I might be monitoring within my application. If we now look at the information that we have presented to us here, our application has been added. We have four dashboards on the left over here looking at different layers and a fifth one looking purely at our production site. We can see as we step through these, the different information that changes within these widgets. Now this will step through, as mentioned earlier, into the key areas at the top over here. But if we start to draw through from a dashboard perspective those key applications to understand the key areas that we can look at and work with, we'll start to have a view of what is actually happening in the background at a high level view of all the components that make up this particular application. Now in this example, this very simple example that I have running in Azure, I have some key websites but all hosted on a single server. What if we look at our enterprise and understand that across the world we might have different servers that make up the subsystem for our application? This view now gives us a view into all the applications and the components that make those up. So if we go back to the screen now on this dashboard, we'll get a view, for example, firstly, what actually makes it from a server perspective, what is the availability like for the particular components of the application, and what has experience been like from a response time or exceptions occurred. And if I drill into one of these servers, we'll look at the production one as an example, again, a very simple infrastructure I have running, but this will now start to give me a view of the services that are running that host this actual application for us. What is the web what is the server, what is the OS, and what is the configuration around that actual application that is hosted? If we move back into the alert section over here from a dashboarding view, this will now start to give us a view into that site itself. I can drill down and select the relevant sites that I might want to work with and change the view from an alerting perspective. Now, this example, I've generated a few alerts by shutting down my web server to give us a view that App Insights will now pick up certain components and then alert based on that. And this is now the stage from a dashboarding perspective. We would only want to show the alerts that are required for the particular people or persons using this component of the dashboard. And this is where a lot of working will have to take place to understand what alerting do I provide to the people using it and what alerting should I care about. Now, if I've done my monitoring in the earlier phases or stages of my application lifecycle framework, I've started to build out and get a view of what should I monitor for to ensure that when the alerts do come through, I'm getting true alerts, not any false alerts, and not any alerts that don't meet certain criteria that I shouldn't really care about. So from this view now, this is my configuration around my dashboard and applications. Now I want to drill one layer deeper into the actual components that make up my applications that I'm monitoring to understand their availability, their usage, as well as their performance and diagnostics of the components. So let's move one layer deeper now. If we go back to our dashboards, again, we had the option of drilling down into the actual widget itself to give us a view if we only care about exceptions, performance, etc. If I clicked on production, Now I'm monitoring my production environment. That is what I care about as an IT pro or a manager or developer. And I can see I've had 51 exceptions that have occurred. If I click on that exceptions component within here, you'll notice in the top it has changed. In the top it's taken me to diagnostics and events. If I zoom in here for a second now, so I've drilled into diagnostics, I've had a view of all the events, and now I start to get a understanding of all the components and the alerts that have come from those components that have failed. So one click of a widget, I have a view into that immediately from a diagnostics perspective, where have all these exceptions come from. So if that is something that concerns me as an operations person, I would create that widget and monitor for those exceptions. As a business person, I might not be too cared about the exceptions. I might only care about the performance or the usage of certain users' experience on the outside. So again, I would change my dashboard view to give me different information. Now let's step through in this and complete this small demonstration around the alerting section, because the key piece that we want to bring out here now is that single information or single knowledge base that everyone gets to see, whether you're a developer, an IT pro, or the business who might want a view into the exceptions that have occurred. And this will play across application insights as well as into System Center in Module 3. I want to ensure that the alerting that is coming through is the same information for all people involved. So let's step back and have a quick look at that piece that we've opened up now. So we're in diagnostics, we're in events. If I open up one of these and I browse across to it, we can see we've had an exception that's been thrown. If I double click and open that up, I have an event ID window that opens, which will give me more information to actually what is happening with this event. Where has it come from? How was it occurred? What was the reason for this? And give me an understanding from a usage perspective, how can I drill down from a deeper troubleshooting view? Let's open it again quickly. It seems to have held on that. Let's open up another one. A slow response for the information to come back. We'll just drill down once again if this doesn't pull information back immediately. Let's just jump into this again quickly. Just refresh this. Let's go back into events. Okay. It's a slight refresh required. Okay, so now I have a view into the event details. Starting from the top, I get a view of the properties for the event or the performance counters. I have the ability to use the IntelliTrace file immediately, and we'll come back to that in a second. But as I step down, I get more information into actually what am I looking at. Well, firstly, it's my production site. And we'll just do a quick zoom in here to give us a bit of a better view. I'm looking at the actual site where it's hosted, and then we start to get a view of what actually went wrong. And I'll leave this in red because, you know, we always notice red first. But we've, for example, given us immediately that something was not found, an exception has occurred. As an operations person, if I open this up, this might mean nothing to me. This might be absolute Greek to me from a language perspective. However, as a developer, I start to get a view into actually what has happened and what should I be troubleshooting and working with. If I step a little bit lower and I click on that, I get a view into actually what has been happening within that exception itself. Where did it happen? What was the error? And what was the message? Now, if I am the person responsible for that key component in the application, or I'm the developer or development team responsible for the actual section of that application, I would understand what has actually been thrown, where it's been thrown, and how. And now I have the ability to dig one layer deeper. So I have the option of now going from this event ID window directly to the tools that I know and use every day, that being Visual Studio. And this will be the experience that will be the same, whether it be App Insights or whether it be System Center in Module 3. So this is where we're setting the base for that true monitoring from a performance perspective for our applications across all scenarios. So the strategy and view for Microsoft is, whether it be on-premises, whether it be public, or a hybrid stretch, whether I be using System Center or App Insights or both, I start to have a single view across all of my application, across all the components that make up my application, whether I be developer or IT pro. So now as a developer, I can step into this and start to work with this error that's been thrown through the alert. So let's have a quick look at how that would actually work. If I go back up to the top over here, and I download the IntelliTrace file, you'll see a small pop-up at the bottom giving me the question, do I want to actually download this or save it? Let's just open it for the demonstration perspectives. And straight away, the tools that I know, Visual Studio, have opened up. ready for me to work within that exception over here. And now I could step through and actually debug this component if required to give me more information, all within my actual tools that I know and work with on a day-to-day perspective. If I'm doing this within my development phase, my testing phase, my UAT, my pre-prod, if I'm working like this and I'm getting real information back, real alerts, I now have the ability to work with that code immediately to fix, repair, make changes or update, and then recheck back in again and see if that impact has still been affected from an exception perspective. This could be performance. My application could be running really slow, or a slight load might push it through the roof. Now I have the ability to come in and tweak that before I've even got to the production stage where my operations teams are going to start working with this. So now from a simple look and view, I've come to a dashboard, I've had a look at the site that I care about, I've drilled into exceptions, it's taken me directly down to the alerts, I now have a view of the window to give me a window view into my alerts and allow me to troubleshoot that as a developer. So let's take a step back now and go back and have a look at the other components that we can drill down deeper into from a usage perspective. So let's close this piece off now. We'll close down Visual Studio. We'll close that event window that's opened up. Let's step back into my dashboard again. So let's now have a look at availability as an example. So yes, we care about our production server over here. We'll drop down to the availability section. You'll see it's changed the top now. Now I'm starting to get a view of how do I actually start to monitor and care about the availability for the site. So do I want to start monitoring from outside and give me a view of the user's experience from availability perspective? So what is the response time like? How has my site been up or down around the world? Do I possibly need to put up web servers around the world because I've got so much network traffic coming from users around the world as customers to my site? Now I start to get a view from a monitoring perspective using Azure, using synthetic monitors, and checking the URLs for my various sites that I might be concerned about. So if we go back over here now, this is where I would set up what do I really care about from my monitoring perspective. I would select the URL that I would be concerned about with the relevant components, and then actually allow me to start allowing App Insights to monitor that. If I drill back into my availability, and we have a look at the actual one of the other sites that I'm monitoring at the moment, our external one, you'll see that I've set up two monitors over here. The first one being a browsing scenario. So we've drilled into the monitors, into our actual external site that we're looking at in production, and I'm concerned about two things. One is, what is the experience like browsing my site? And secondly, what is the experience like hitting my site for the first time on the landing page? Now I start to get a view of when people start to use my site, what is the usage actually like? And I start to track that information. That allows me to fine-tune my application based on usage stats. But also at the same time, give me a view of the availability of my server or servers that make up my application around the world, or the actual platform that might be hosting my application. So let's drill down to those two examples now that I've got set up as monitors and get a view of what information I can get back. So if we look from the first piece over here, I have the first view immediately that from a timeline perspective, certain things have been happening, whether it be I cannot access the actual service, to whether it's responding just fine on a regular check and my performance is good. And then possibly something has happened on the right-hand side over here again. And all that's happened in this little simple example in my production environment, I've just stopped and started the web server at certain times of the day over the last few days to start to build up usage tracking scenarios that I can get a view of from a dashboard. So at the top level, I have a view that something's been wrong at certain stages. Let me drill down and see what's been going on. Oh yes, the server stopped. We were doing maintenance. It was scheduled maintenance as an example. Great, I have a view of what's going on. Or I possibly come in on a Monday morning and have some training over the weekend that the service has been up and down. Has my data center been up and down, my network, the servers in that, or has it been my public cloud provider that's had an impact on their side? Now I can troubleshoot and see exactly what's been going on. Now let's drill down into the two layers that I'm monitoring, whether it be on the browsing experience or whether it be hitting my site. The first piece to have a look at is on the browsing scenario. So let's drill down to that. And I've only set up a couple of them. I haven't set all of them up. But this will start to give me a view now from an experience perspective. What is it like browsing my site? So if we have a look over here, you'll notice a few key pieces. Firstly, I've selected certain locations around the world. And I could have added some more in that Microsoft hosts on the global service monitor stage. But I could have added more from different locations, but possibly I only service those markets or those areas of the world. So what I've done is I've actually started to pull true testing from Microsoft and those points of presence to my site, which I'm hosting. Now, if we look at the stats, I'll point out something very interesting, that one location or two locations in a certain area have really, really quick response times, whereas the other ones are slightly higher. And I'll explain why, and this could be the reason why an operations person might want to provide this information back to a developer to allow them to start to increase the footprint of their application or services that host their application around the world. So let's have a quick look at that. If we look at the examples over here, we start to get a look at, from a usage perspective across those locations I'm monitoring, that two of these locations have got really quick response times, whether it actually be the one in Dublin or whether it won't be one in Amsterdam. So the Amsterdam one's got really quick response times, and Dublin not too bad either. But when we go to the other ones, they're a bit higher. All that has happened is I'm hosting my service in the Amsterdam data center on Microsoft Azure. The Dublin one, across the water, obviously response times will be a little bit slower than hitting Amsterdam, but a lot quicker than around the world. Then I've selected some at the far corners of the world. So I've taken, as a simple example, on the east coast and west coast of the USA, as well as down into Australasia with Sydney. This starts to give me a view of what would the experience be like for people accessing my site from those locations. Now, based on these response times, I can go back to my developers and encourage or require or push for service footprints in Microsoft Azure for those locations, because I'm getting responses back of users that are accessing my site from those locations, and that possibly justify the ability for me to stretch my cloud service out into those locations around the world. So that's the browsing experience across that. If we now look at the landing page example and drill down to my home site to get a view of this, again, the same points of presence. The difference now would be, what would the experience be like for people hitting my page for the very first time? Again, a similar view across the locations. Now, this is me putting the last few minutes of what that experience is like. But again, more usage information for people hitting the first time. If you think of an e-commerce site or a very busy website for an enterprise, if that first experience is really bad, normally visitors move somewhere else really quickly. So ideally over here now, I want to start pushing out and extending my service to other locations around the world where my users are starting to provide information back. So now the availability section, I have a view into what is actually happening to my site or sites or my application as a whole from outside. This could be looking at my homepage. It could be my homepage with a certain section within my site. I can drill down at a very granular level to pull information back for relevant people. Think of an enterprise application being hosted around the world. I have development teams that focus on certain areas of the application. I could build in the availability monitoring to monitor each of those different sections, then customize the dashboard for those teams. Now the team only sees the availability information for their particular area that they focus on. I then allow the business to have an overarching dashboard of the whole application itself, getting a full view of cross availability for all the different sections, allowing them to see that certain areas might be less available than others or slower than others. Now I can focus on as a business of what is actually going on in that particular area of the application and then deal with those development teams or developers that are responsible for that section. Now let's step back out of availability and drill into the next section. The next piece to have a look at is performance. Always care about performance, whether you're an IT pro or a developer, it doesn't really matter. If I drill down to my production server again, have a quick look at the server performance. We'll see the dashboard start to build up with some dynamic information. And you'll see as an example that on the right-hand side over here, I start to get a full view of my actual subsystem, whether it be CPU, network, whether it be memory, the instance experience, or whether it be response times that are fast or slow from a usage perspective in my application. Now in this example, if I drill down right to the bottom, I've got the top 10 slowest requests by issues. So now all of a sudden, I can get a view immediately of those response times or sections that might be the worst performance. So as an operations person, I can drill into that immediately, have a view of what is going on, and then either deal with it myself if I'm managing the infrastructure on premises in an Azure or third-party provider, or I can pass it across to my developers and say, what is going on here on the performance layer? Why is this piece responding to the certain performance stats that we're monitoring within Application Insights? If we step one level out, this is where I can now start to get a view immediately of what is going on in my environment. If I drill into my exceptions rate, how many are thrown per second, as a simple example, and we're looking at our internal production environment, I will start to get metric information coming back here that could be pertinent to me for that particular location or that site that I'm monitoring. I can then decide to pin this component, because this might be the piece that I care about, to my dashboard to ensure I always have a view of it. You'll see back to our exception alerts, exception events that we played with earlier from a numbers perspective. Again, I can draw back into my events and get to that same view and same information that we saw earlier around the availability component from an exceptions perspective. Just give it a few seconds to pull the information back. Either way, that'll pull back the same exception events we looked at a little bit earlier around from a diagnostics perspective. If I draw back to my performance section of my dashboard, I can obviously move between the different sites that I'm monitoring, looking at, caring about, and get information back over a period of 15 minutes, 1 hour, depending on what we're looking at. Again, slowest requests, what I would care about, so if we expand of those, give me a view of them. And again, if I wanted to, I could pin this component that I might be interested in from a monitoring perspective. Let's have a look at those events quickly. Expand it for a second. Again, if I open this, as an operations person, this might be very, very little to me. It might mean nothing to me whatsoever if I look at the timing of what I'm looking at for this particular component. But this is information a developer can use to actually interrogate and see why is this piece, this component, or this feature, or piece of code in a feature responding so slowly. It shouldn't be, or maybe possibly should be, depending on load that is being hit. If it's load, do we increase our network? Do we increase our server perspective? But this all of a sudden gives us a view in at the performance layer to understand what is happening in our subsystem. That subsystem, again, could be on-premises, private data center, or we could have stretched out to the public cloud and we're looking across all of those. Either way, as a developer, operations person, I get a view into the performance of the subsystem that's hosting my applications. Now we move across to the next piece, that being on usage. Again, usage can be used for various components, but it might be good to have a view of what is actually happening with the certain areas that I'm monitoring, what is happening with the users, where are they coming from, what is their experience, what are they using from a device type perspective. Remember, one of the first pieces of adding an application is, what application are you? A website or web service? Are you a phone app or a Windows Store app? As a developer, I might be concerned around, I'm monitoring a Windows Phone app, or I'm looking at the store, give me some real stats of my information around my applications. What types of devices are users coming from? What versions? What screen resolutions are they using? Information I could possibly use to improve the look and feel around my application. So let's have a look at the first entry piece to this. On the left-hand side here, I can get a view of my external production site. I can start to get a view of, from an events perspective, again, what's been happening. Page views, where are the most popular page views that are being accessed on the site? Give me a view into actually what is happening. Oh, sorry, wrong site. Let's drill into this one. Drill into page views. Get a view of which pages are being accessed. Drill down here for a second. How many have been using it? How many unique visitors per day? What are the top pages? Again, information, not giving me a view into the back-end system, but starting to give me a view of the experience the users will be using who access my site. Which are the commonly most used one from a sessions perspective? Give me a view into one of those key components that might be used. In this simple example, 20% of my users have been accessing the report employee section of this website. And start to get a view of what that actually looks like. If I drill down to users themselves, actual active users that could be accessing my information, we could possibly have a look at the ones that are authenticated for certain sections that could be accessing it. Accounts that are active and used on our site. If we drill into the environment section, what is the actual view and usage that these users are coming from? Now this is information that I can start to use to improve, make changes, extend for certain users in my environment. if my application is built for only a certain flavor of users, a certain flavor of operating systems, a certain flavor of experience or on screen resolution or browsers, I can now start to pull information here to say, well, hang on a second, I have a very high percentage of users accessing my application from different browsers, different operating systems. How do I cater for those? How do I ensure their experience is as good as everyone else's? And this is where I'll start to build and take information here and start to improve my life cycle. Now, if we think of the bigger picture again, we've had certain stages, certain phases that we have in the application lifecycle management. Now, all of a sudden, if we encourage our developers or our developers encourage our IT pros to get involved in the earlier stages, to start to monitor using the likes of Application Insights, I can start to get a view of my performance of my application, the view, the look and feel around the world, the people accessing it. But in this example now, I get to get a view of the people, my customers' experience and what they're using. I can now start to build an application that caters for a wider audience, or ensure that when I cater for these audiences, what is their experience like? If we look at the last piece over here from a usage perspective, if I drill into the view that I have built here, I get to understand that many users are coming from Windows 10, Windows 7, Windows 8.1. I can start to get a view that, hang on a second, maybe I sort of need to cater for certain feature sets or leverage certain benefits for these particular users. If I go to screen resolutions, let's get a view of what people are actually using, because maybe my application does not perform very well in certain resolutions that I know of. Now I need to spend time improving that. So if we have a look at this one over here, well, I have quite a low percentage of users with a very high resolution, but I have many coming at a 1280 by 1024. So all of a sudden, I get a view of what I can cater for my application. From a browser's perspective, again, it's a very simple site of mine, so I'm sure it'll only be Internet Explorer. Give a few seconds for the information to pull back. To pull back a little bit quicker. If it doesn't work the first one, the default is always to click again as a typical user. Okay, the information is not coming back as quickly as I want it to come back. Okay, so let's move into the last piece then, the diagnostic section. So we've understood the performance, we've understood the availability, we have a view into what is actually going on with my users. But the diagnostics layer is where I start to be more concerned about or show more interest as an operations person, as maybe a little bit less than a developer's perspective. But however, if we can provide positive information for the developers to get a view of what is actually happening in at a diagnostics layer from the subsystem perspective, the developers could possibly fine-tune, tweak, extend, make changes to their application to cater for the experience that might be being had by our customers. So let's drill into that for a second. Let's go into diagnostics. And we'll focus on that same website again that I'm hosting, my production intranet one. Now I can start to pull into the deeper detail. Now we did start a little bit earlier when we looked at the metrics, but now I can start to drill down to the events and what has actually been going on the site. Expand it for a section from the events perspective. What has been going on from an exceptions perspective? Give me a view into what's been occurred and been happening. If I can proactively provide this information back to my developers, again, if I open this up, this information might mean nothing to me as an operations person. However, it might mean more to a developer from a usage perspective. I think my internet has slowed down quite nicely in the last few minutes. Okay. But either way, we've drilled into this a little bit earlier around the experience and the view that we could get from a diagnostics perspective to get information back. Again, I can switch between my relevant sites as I see fit from a usage perspective. Okay, so if we step one back out now, back to our presentation, to close off this module, we've understood now from a usage perspective what Application Insights is. We've delved into the certain areas that make up Application Insights, and now the takeaway is I can spend more time focusing on the key areas that I would be concerned about as a person watching this module. As an operations person, as an example, I might be concerned around the performance of my site and the subsystem associated to that. The CPU, the networking, a deeper view into what actually makes up the hosting component for that site. If it's sitting in a public cloud provider, how do I get a view of that to provide the information back to my developers? As a developer, looking at what App Insights can give me, I can start to get operations people involved a lot quicker and sooner and earlier in my application lifecycle management. This will ensure that as I move an app through the develop phase, into possibly a testing phase, into a pre-prod environment, I can not only fine-tune, I can not only make changes, but I can also ensure that the alerting, the stats coming back, the information being pulled back by App Insights is relevant and pertinent to the relevant people that are going to be monitoring this location, or sites, or applications. As we take our application into production, now I have real-world information that I can start to work with through those phases and stages to ensure that the user's experience or our customer's experience will always be the best, whether it be proactively monitoring so they don't see a problem, or whether it be us catering for scenarios that we didn't develop for, browser types, screen resolutions, operating system types, locations from around the world that they might be using our site from. Now I can move back in that application lifecycle management framework and through the different stages make those improvements. In module one, we actually had a look at the different components in those stages of the framework, but think of back from planning into the development, I can start to monitor. As I release my release management phase into production, I pull and learn lessons from the earlier stages into my production monitoring. I then learn from production monitoring to provide information back to my developers in the very earlier stages to ensure that any updates, bug fixes, hot fixes, new versions of the application can cater from the lessons learned in that life cycle. So at this point now, we've understood App Insights, we've positioned what it's about, understand the key views and areas we can work at and drill deeper into, depending on what we're interested in. We also have understand that it is a tool used for a 360 view of my application, whether it be on-premises, public, or across both. This gives me a view into the actual performance of my application, the availability of it, the usage stats, as well as the diagnostics from any issues that might be occurring in our application and the services that are hosted below it. And now we'll take these lessons, as we've understood in the module, and move across into System Center in Module 3 to have a view of, firstly, how would we approach using System Center, how would we approach if we use System Center plus App Insights, and come back to a single application performance monitoring view across all areas.